Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Election Day, now just 30 days away. Candidates focusing on battleground states. President Biden Friday said he's confident there will be a fair and free election, but voiced concern about a peaceful transition. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week was asked about Congress's duty of certifying the results.
Congress has a very specific role, and we must fulfill it. I've made a career defending the Constitution. I always have. And I've demonstrated over and over that we are going to do the right and lawful thing. So you can count on that. We're going to do our job.
Hurricane Helene now blamed for at least 227 deaths. And now Tropical Storm Milton is threatening Florida's west coast, still recovering from Helene. Milton's set to become a major hurricane and make landfall Wednesday. Israel still weighing its options on a response to Iran's missile attacks. Iranian state media tonight reporting Iran's civil aviation canceling flights in and out of the country starting in the next hour. This is ABC News. Tomorrow, Supreme Court justices return to begin a new term. The High Court has added more than a dozen cases to its calendar, including a case involving major American gun makers and the government of Mexico, which is suing the companies for $10 billion.
Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Colt, and Glock are among the firms hoping the Supreme Court blocks the Mexican government's lawsuit. The $10 billion claim filed in Massachusetts federal court is based on the idea that the companies knew their guns were being sold to traffickers to smuggle them into Mexico. The firms insist they've operated legally and that the case has no business in American courts. Mexican authorities say 70% of the weapons that flow into their country come from the U.S.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. At the Vatican, Pope Francis named 21 new cardinals today, marking a significant increase of the College of Cardinals and further cementing his mark on the group who will one day elect his successor. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 60 degrees at 12:03. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. It'll be breezy and cool with a high of 64. Winds will be northwest 12 to 25. Clearing and chilly tonight with scattered frost possible, low 35, and mainly sunny and pleasant tomorrow. Not as breezy with a high of 65. Currently in Richland Center, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction located between Dodgeville and Spring Green is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, October 6th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports three accidents that occurred this past week. The first accident was a two-vehicle crash that occurred Friday afternoon, September 27th, at approximately 1:45 in the town of Christiana on the border of Westby. John McMaster, 76, of Austin, Minnesota, was operating a vehicle traveling north on State Highway 27 and reported being distracted by a dog inside the vehicle. McMaster's was quickly approaching the rear of a northbound truck and trailer that was slowed or stopped in preparation to turn left. McMaster's suddenly steered right onto the shoulder, avoided a rear-end collision with the truck and trailer, but lost control. The McMaster's vehicle crossed the center line and struck a southbound vehicle driven by Travis Burroughs, 50, of Middleton. The Burroughs vehicle overturned and came to rest upside down along the west side of the roadway. Injured in the crash were two passengers in the Burroughs vehicle, Charlotte Burroughs, age 73, and Diane Anderson, age 79, both of Westby. They were transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Also injured was John McMasters, who was transported to Vernon Memorial Health Care in Viroqua. The dog in the McMasters vehicle was transported to the Driftless Humane Society in Viroqua. Crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. The second accident was a two-vehicle collision that occurred the morning of Saturday, September 28th at approximately 7. The crash resulting in two injuries occurred at a four-way intersection in rural Westby. Kenneth Fitzpatrick, 25, of Richland Center, was operating a vehicle traveling north on Three Chimney Road, approaching the intersection controlled by a stop sign. Fitzpatrick reported stopping, but said he was unable to see traffic from the left due to an obstruction. As Fitzpatrick entered the intersection, he was struck by a vehicle driven by Corey Hawkins, 30, of Viroqua. The Hawkins vehicle was traveling east on Tri-State Road. Fitzpatrick was wearing a seatbelt and did not report any injuries. Hawkins and his passenger, Hannah Hawkins, 23, of Toma, were not wearing seatbelts. Both sustained injuries and were transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. And in the third accident, it involved a motorcycle that crashed on the afternoon of Sunday, September 29th at approximately 5 in rural Soldiers Grove in the town of Franklin. Daniel E. Williams, 73, of rural Viroqua, was operating the cycle northbound on County Road J and lost control on a curve. The motorcycle slid across the roadway and came to rest in the grass on the opposite side of the roadway. Williams was transported to Vernon Memorial Health Care in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. He was not using a helmet, but was wearing boots, long pants, and a jacket. Assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Fire Department Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the Interstate Highway 39-90-94 Phase 1 and 2 project in Columbia County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation proposes to replace and expand the interstate bridge where it crosses the Wisconsin River with two new bridges, which will shift the footprint of the bridge slightly upstream. This will require constructing a new westbound bridge to the east of the existing bridge, removing the existing bridge, and constructing a new eastbound bridge in place of the existing bridge. The presence of the state-endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect of the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage or upon request from the DNR conservation biologist Stacy Rowe at 608-228-9796. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow by October 9th. Richland Center's Color Fest weekend concludes today. Activities today include the Hill Country Classic Powers annual Wheels of Time truck tractor show at the Richland County Fairgrounds until 4, view classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles. Admission is free, but you are encouraged to support the show through your purchase of pie, and the 4-H will be serving food and refreshments. Oakwood Fruit Farm's Customer Appreciation Days at the Orchard features sales specials, sampling of retail store offerings, author book signings, and more. The Friendship Quilters Quilt Show is in the activity room at the Schmidt Woodland Hills Senior Living Facility today until 4. A variety of quilted items are on display. A bed turning will be featured at 2. And tours of the AD German Warehouse will be held today. The tour begins on the hour promptly at 1 and 2. Tickets are priced at $20 per person. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville is celebrating its 100th homecoming today through Saturday. The week kicks off today with a student volleyball tournament. Student traditions continue through the week, including the banner ceremony on Tuesday, tug of war on Wednesday, and pioneer bingo on Thursday. The Yell Night and coronation of homecoming royalty will take place on Friday night, beginning at 7, when the Pioneer women's volleyball team takes on Cornell College. Saturday begins with an invitation to all alumni and friends to the alumni homecoming hospitality tent on the West Main Street beginning at 9. The homecoming parade down Main Street begins at 10, followed by a homecoming luncheon from 11 to 1 on the south patio of Ulsvik Hall. The festivities continue as the Pioneer football team takes on the UW River Falls at 1. The day will conclude with the traditional lighting of the M and fireworks at the Platte Mound at 9. For more information and complete list of homecoming events, visit UWPlatte, that's UWPlatte.edu/homecoming. And Vernon County is seeking 3 representatives from Vernon County watersheds interested in serving on the Flood Mitigation Alliance Committee. Preferences will be given to representatives from active watershed groups. Goals for the Flood Mitigation Alliance include building relationships between landowners, conservation groups, producer-led watershed groups, and county, local, state, and federal partners. Outreach to landowners to encourage best management practices to address rainfall and runoff to increase infiltration. Educate landowners on funding sources available to implement best management practices. Support high-risk areas to mitigate flooding and promote sustainable land use policies and practices that inform state and federal legislation. The committee will report to Vernon County's Land Conservation and Education Committee. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to the County Administrative Coordinator, Cassandra Hannon, at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Viroqua, Wisconsin, 54665. Letters of interest should be submitted no later than October 9th. WRCO News Time is 12:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut-up chicken pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 60 degrees at 1217. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
4-H Corn Contest, October 6th, 1904, in a newspaper article. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the booklet, 75 Years of 4-H, organized by Carletta Heidi, this story appears on page 5. One of the most interesting exhibits in the Agricultural Hall was that of the corn grown by Richland County boys. There were 40 entries in this exhibit, and all the corn was of the highest quality. Professor Moore of Madison, who judged the exhibit, said it was the best display he had ever seen in the state and complimented the exhibitors on the fine showing. There were 7 prizes offered, and the first place premium was captured by Ralph Harder of Gotham. The other prizes included G.E. Elton, 2nd of Sextonville, Irvin McDowell, 3rd from Richland Center, John Turgeson, 4th of Richland Town, Artie Mathis, 5th from Eagle Town, Willie Collins, 6th from Richland Town, and Silas Locke, 7th of Neptune. Many people paid the corn exhibit a visit, and they all expressed favorable comments on the fine appearance of the entries. In the following article from the Richland Rustic, dated June 9th, 1916, the headline reads, State Fair Plans Are Mapped Out. Here's the story. One of the big departments of this year's fair will be the Boys and Girls Agricultural Contest, which was inaugurated last year. It is expected that more than 1,000 boys and girls will compete. The cash premiums in amounts of more than $1,500 and the special premiums exceed $6,000. As a postscript comment, those are notably good cash values for well over 100 years ago. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering personal poems by Marion Napier Poust.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCL News time is 12:20. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Today is Sunday, October 6th. Shirley May Eng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center tomorrow from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Eng is survived by 3 children, Wanda and Jim Harper of Farmington, Minnesota, Philip and Linda Eng of Wilson, and Julie and Brian Knable of La Crosse. 5 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, other family members, Ronald Gander, Phyllis Spangler, and Avis and Herb Peterson. Many nieces and nephews, and a special friend, Marge Craig. Shirley May Eng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Mackenzie Myers and Craig Eisenbrandt had a daughter, Lyra Beatrix.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, some howling winds and colder air moving across the Midwest today in the wake of a strong low pressure system, which is currently northeast of Lake Superior. Wind gusts up around 40 miles per hour have been noted across portions of the upper Great Lakes and Midwest region. The winds will taper down a bit tonight as skies clear off again. That could allow for some frost to form, so if you have some tender plants growing yet, you may want to get those covered up or bring them indoors. We do have a beautiful spell of sunny and quiet weather shaping up for most of this week as high pressure drifts in and protects us once again. Of course, that'll make for some pleasant conditions for outdoor activities, but be careful as the dry weather keeping the high fire danger in place. Temperatures will be around normal for the first couple days of the work week, climbing well above normal later on as south winds develop. In fact, it could be running a good 15 to 20 degrees above normal toward Thursday and Friday. We'll probably see a cold front move in to start next weekend, maybe bringing us a couple of stray light showers and dropping those temperatures down a touch. Otherwise, the rest of today, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool, highs reaching a low to mid-60s, northwest wind 12 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clearing off and chilly with scattered frost possible, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow should be mainly sunny and pleasant, not as breezy, with highs in the mid-60s. West wind between 6 and 12 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear and cool. Another chance of patchy frost with a low of 38. Tuesday should be mostly sunny and nice with a high near 70. The outlook for Wednesday, mostly sunny and mild, low at 39, high 73. Thursday, mostly sunny, staying pleasant, low about 42 with a high of 76. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, and feeling pretty warm, summer-like in fact, low at 49 degrees with a high of 81. Saturday looks partly cloudy and balmy with highs in the upper 70s, probably back to the 60s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 60 degrees after a morning low of 46. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1963 is 89 degrees with a record low of 23 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 56 with a low of 47. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:34 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:06. Winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour. We did have a few gusts of 20 miles per hour today. Our barometric pressure is 30.01, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
And yesterday there was high school football played. It was eight-player football. And in the area, it was Kickapoo Lafarge defeating Waniwak Weston by a score of 8-3. Also, there was cross-country action yesterday. The Dick McKitchin Platteville Invitational took place at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Veterans Memorial Park. And in boys' varsity large schools team scores, a couple area teams took part in that. It was Richland Center, Ithaca, and River Valley. So Richland Center, Ithaca, and this is in the large school team scores. They took sixth place. Those placing for Richland Center, Ithaca include Ryan Stadler at came in eighth, Clayton Lee at 10th, Kiernan Culver 35th, Ethan Hady, 47th, Micah Meyer at came in 60th, and Dane Schwartz placed 75th. Also, River Valley placed 15th overall as a team, and those individual competitors that placed is Jackson Thatcher placed 71st, Bryce Ferguson placed 77th, and I remind you, these are the varsity large school team scores. Nathan Hamilton came in 83rd, Dylan Kane came in 86th, Bennett Woodhouse 88th, Isaac Limix 90th, and Patrick Mark came in 95th. And in the girls in cross-country action at the same invitational, and this is the large school finals, and it was Richland Center Ithaca placing sixth as a team. Those individuals that place include Grace Fretz at 11th, Pearl Fretz at 31st, Rachel Waterfall placed 35th, Adeline Lawless placed 52nd, and Shanice Anderson came in 85th. And River Valley, as a team in girls' large school action, they came in 11th place. Brielle Grant placed 6th. Molly Mays placed 29th. Evelyn Triplane placed 78th. Reagan Sackett, 81st. Lucy Spahn, 84th. And Grace Morey came in 86th. Braden Locke threw for 359 yards and connected with Tretch Kakahana on two of his three touchdown passes as Wisconsin trounced Purdue 52-6 to continue the Badgers' mastery of this series. Tawie Walker rushed for 94 yards and three touchdowns on 19 carries as Wisconsin snapped a two-game skid and beat Purdue for the 18th straight time. Purdue's last defeated Wisconsin back in 2003. Locke went 20 of 31 and set single-game career highs in touchdown passes and yards passing. Purdue failed to reach the end zone and went 1 of 11 on third down situation in its first game since firing Graham Harrell as offensive coordinator. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, it was Ohio State beating Iowa 35-7. Penn State defeated UCLA 27-11. It was Washington over Michigan 27-17. Minnesota beat Southern California 24-17. Indiana defeated Northwestern 41-24. And Nebraska beat Rutgers. Also in state action in the WEAC conference, River Falls beat Eau Claire by a score of 71-14. It was Platteville over La Crosse, 30-27. Stout beat Stevens Point, 22-15. And it was Whitewater over Oshkosh by a score of 21-14. The Vanderbilt Commodores have beaten the number one team in football. That's a first and the biggest win in program history. The Commodores never trailed in upsetting top-ranked Alabama on Saturday. This gave Coach Clark Lee a victory to finally match some of those posted by his alma mater in men's basketball, women's basketball, and two national championships in baseball. Lee said this is why he came back to build a program long derided as the Southeastern Conference's perennial cellar dweller. The Commodores' most sustained success came a century ago before the founding of the SEC. And Vanderbilt's stunning upset of number one Alabama that led to crazed fans marching to the goalposts, through the streets of Nashville was just the appetizer. Saturday proved to be one of the wildest days in AP poll in years. Four teams ranked in the top 11th in the latest poll that were upset by unranked teams. Saturday, the first time that happened on a single day since November 12th of 2016, when five teams did that. What looked on paper to be a calm day with only one match up between ranked teams turned out to be anything but, with Alabama, number 4 Tennessee, number 10 Michigan, and number 11 Southern California all losing to unranked teams. The Green Bay Packers have suspended wide receiver Romeo Doubs from today's game with the Los Angeles Rams for what they described as conduct detrimental to the team. Doubs hadn't practiced Thursday or Friday. The Packers said at the time that he was dealing with a personal matter. Doubs had 12 catches for 169 yards and no touchdowns through Green Bay's first four games this season after he had 59 receptions for 674 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. And the Green Bay Packers will be taking on the Rams today, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCO 100.9 FM. So right here, so keep it right here after sports. And the kickoff will be at 3:25 with the pregame starting at around 1 o'clock. Other games that are going on today in the NFL include the Panthers at the Bears, the Browns at the Commanders, the Patriots will be hosting the Dolphins, the Jaguars will be hosting the Colts, it'll be the Bills at the Texans, Ravens at the Bengals, Raiders at the Broncos, 49ers hosting the Cardinals, it'll be the Giants at the Seahawks, and the Cowboys at the Steelers, and Sunday night football action, and also another Sunday night game features the Saints at the Chiefs. And there is one final from the NFL today, and that game was played over in London, and the Vikings beat the Jets by a score of 23-17. And speaking of that Jets game, Aaron Rodgers reached another milestone in his stellar career today by becoming just the ninth player in NFL history to throw for 60,000 yards in regular season games. The 40-year-old New York Jets quarterback crossed the threshold when he connected with Tyler Conklin on a 7-yard pass in the third quarter against the Minnesota Vikings at London's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The 4-time NFL MVP joins a list that is led by Tom Brady and includes Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre, whom Rodgers backed up for 3 years in Green Bay. Shohei Ohtani hit a tying 3-run homer in the second inning of his highly anticipated playoff debut to help the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 7-5 in their National League Division Series opener. After flying out in the first, the Japanese superstar sent a 2-1 pitch from Dylan Cease into right field, a 372-foot shot that had the sellout crowd on its feet. Ohtani finished 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and 2 strikeouts. He later singled and scored in the fourth when the Dodgers rallied with 3 runs to take their first lead, 6-5. Ohtani spent the past 6 years with the Los Angeles Angels, who never had a winning record during his tenure. And New York has mastered the art of the late-inning rally, first in Atlanta, then in a wild-card series win in Milwaukee, and now in Philadelphia. The Mets scored 5 runs in the eighth against Philadelphia's vaunted All-Star bullpen in a 6-2 victory yesterday in the opener of the NL Division Series. Kode Senga pitched 2 innings yesterday in only his second start of the season, throwing 31 pitches before he yielded to a sensational bullpen. David Peterson, who earned his first career save in the Wild Card Series clincher against Milwaukee, kept the Mets in the game with 3 innings of shutout relief. Reed Garrett tossed 2 perfect innings for the win. Elsewhere in playoff baseball yesterday in American League playoff action. The Guardians defeated the Tigers 7-0, and the Yankees beat the Royals 6-5. Games that will be going on today in the playoffs is the Mets will be at the Phillies and the Padres at the Dodgers. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
100.9 WRCO.
So precious as a firstborn child. What to call a little angel they wandered for a while. You dear Mama Violet, you proud Daddy Dale. I know when they named you, they surely meant well. But Vidalia, Vidalia, girl, won't you tell me why? Sweet Vidalia, you always gotta make me cry.
Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, all your keys up. Take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh. Oops, splash. To the floor now, ooh. With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, solagenic, photogenic, shoot.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting colder. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old. Bronx, you know I can't recall. call. A worn out tape of Chris LeDoux. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all.
Is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
100.9 WRCO. Girl, I'm watching that clock like a red-tailed hawk sitting high on a power line pole. Gonna punch out, punch in, break in the week, and cash it out and go for broke. You just slide on over. Pretty head on my shoulder. We got a good time coming when the day is done and the drinks are cold. We're gonna pull an all-nighter. We can sleep and we're old. It's rock that honky-tonk. Can't stop, won't stop. Get you on the dance floor. Better pour me one more. Double shot, good stuff. Can't get enough of that cover band playing those red dirt songs. Hit home, last call, lights off, close fall. Can't go wrong. My way on, you tight fit jeans on my bedroom floor. We gonna hit the hay running when we hit the door. You got me swerving all over the place. Got the pedal to the middle and I'm boiling like a kettle. And you know that I love a good chase and a little bump shining. Whole lot of wine and dining. We got a good time coming when the day is done and the drinks are cold. We're gonna pull an all-nighter. We can sleep when we're old. It's rock that honky-tonk. Can't stop, won't stop. Get you on the dance floor. Better pour me one more. Double shot, good stuff. Can't get enough of that cover band playing those red dirt songs. Get home, last call, lights off, close fall. Can't go wrong. My way on, you tight fit jeans on my bedroom floor. We gonna hit the hay running when we hit the door. I said, hey, little country girl, with your Dolly curves, Loretta twang and Reba curls, it's your country boy. I'm sweet on you like Mountain Dew, little country girl. So
There you go, a little bit of music to get you fired up before the Green Bay Packer football game. That was Aaron Watson with Hit the Hay Running on Country and Community. Our time is 12:55 and our temperature is 60 degrees. Well, it's time for me to wrap up things on my end and get prepared for this Packer broadcast that'll be coming up. It'll be the Packers against the Los Angeles Rams, so be sure to stay tuned. And also stay tuned after the game because it'll be Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs, from 9 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day. Listen to the Packers, and then we'll have some great music during the overnight, and then the Light in the Milk House show tomorrow morning for you as well. All right, taking us up to the top of the hour, just before the Green Bay Packer pregame, we have John Party and Luke Bryan. They're singing about cowboys and plowboys. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the Packer game, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey, and I drink beer. Spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes.
Small